Jungle Composition Studies from Dub Reggae Harmony, Advanced Level. In this lesson, we're going to steal the harmonic mindset of Dub Reggae and drop it straight into modern jungle inside Ableton Live without turning it into pads over a break. The goal is authentic repetition with microvariation, heavy negative space, and harmony that shows up like an event, not like wallpaper. Before we touch a chord, here's the frame. Dub harmony is simple on paper, but it's deep in feel. It's not really a progression. It's a tonal center with tension management. Jungle works the same way. The loop is the world, and your job is to make that world evolve without constantly adding new stuff. So today we're building a short 32 to 64 bar study at 170 BPM with a two-chord vamp, dubby stabs, a bass line that implies harmony, and breaks that leave pockets for the music to breathe. Step 0. Setup. Set your tempo to 170. Go to Preferences, Record Warp Launch, and turn Auto Warp Long Samples off. That one change saves you so much pain when you start handling breaks. Now make four groups. Drums, bass, music, and effects or atmos. Put a utility on each group and pull the gain down to about minus 6 dB. This is not mixing early for fun. This is you buying headroom so the bass can be heavy later without your master turning into a brick. Step 1. Pick a key center and a chord language. We'll go with F minor. Dark, classic, jungle friendly. The vamp is 2 bars long. Bar 1 is F minor 9. Or F minor at 9 if you want it slightly simpler. Bar 2 is D flat major 9, or D flat 6/9. And if you want a turnaround into the loop, you can use C sus 4 into C 7 right before you land back on F minor. But we'll treat that as a special moment, not something that happens constantly. Important teacher note here, keep your chord voicings mid to high. Your bass owns the lows. If your stab has big energy below, say, 150 to 250 hertz, you are basically fighting yourself. Jungle is unforgiving about that. Create a MIDI track called Chord Stab. Load Waveedable, or analog if you want it a little more vintage and smeary. In Waveedable, start simple, basic shapes. Use a square or pulse wave on oscillator 1, then a sine or triangle very quietly on oscillator 2 just to give it a bit of chest. Add a little unison, but keep it subtle. 2 to 4 voices. Amount around 10 to 20%. We're not making a supersaw. We're making a stab that can take delay and still stay focused. Now to you the dub discipline moves. Put an auto filter after the instrument. Low pass 24 dB mode. Set the cutoff somewhere like 250 to 700 Hz, depending on how bright you want it, and keep resonance modest, like 0.2 to 0.4. Then add a saturator. Drive around 2 to 5 dB, and turn soft clip on. Stab spike. Soft clip is your seatbelt. Step 2. Write the skank or bubble rhythm, but at jungle tempo. In reggae, you'd often hit every offbeat. At 170 BPM, if you do that, it can get busy fast and it'll step on your break. So we're going to do offbeat language, but with holes. Work in a 1-bar loop on a 16th note grid. A good starting pattern is short stabs around 2E, 2A, and 4E. Not every bar has to have all three. Your mission is to create a counter rhythm to the break. Not a layer sitting on top of it. Keep velocities alive, roughly 90 to 120 with variation. Keep note lengths short, 1/32 to 1/16. In dub, the chord doesn't sustain because you held the key. It sustains because the room and the delay carry it. Now the fun part. Effects, stock only. Add echo. Set it to ping pong. Try time at 3/16 or 1/8 dotted. Feedback around 35 to 55%. Then filter the repeats. High pass around 250 Hz, low pass around 6 to 9K so the delay doesn't become fizzy hiss on top of your hats. Add a touch of modulation, like 2 to 6%, because perfectly clean repeats can feel too digital for this vibe. Then add reverb, but keep it secondary. Size around 15 to 30%, decay 1.5 to 3.5 seconds, pre-delay 15 to 35 milliseconds, and high cut around 6 to 8K. The echo is the tail. The reverb is the glue. One classic dub move, automate feedback throws. Every 4 or 8 bars, pick the last stab of the phrase and temporarily push echo feedback way up, like 70%, then snap it right back down immediately after. The reset is the difference between dub wizard and why is my snare drowning. Step 3. Build a jungle break stack that leaves harmonic pockets. Inside your drums group, make 3 tracks. Your main break, a punch layer for tight kick and snare one shots, and a quiet shaker or hat loop just to keep forward motion. For the main break, drop your sample into simpler and switch to slice mode. Slice by transient, and set playback to gate. Adjust sensitivity until the slices feel clean. Then program a 1-to-2-bar jungle edit. Keep the snare anchoring 2 and 4, but add ghost notes. And for transitions, add occasional 30-second note retrigs leading into the next bar. Don't overdo it. In jungle, one good edit is worth 10 random edits. On the drums group, add drum boss for weight and cohesion. Drive maybe 5-15%, crunch low, and be careful with boom because your sub is going to live elsewhere. Then add a glue compressor, gentle settings, about 3 ms attack, auto release, 2-to-1 ratio and only 1-to-3 dB of gain reduction. We're gluing, not flattening. Key compositional point. If a chord stab is fighting your snare transient, you don't fix it with EQ first. You fix it with composition. Shorten the stab, or move it between the snare hits. Put it after the 2, not on top of the 2. Step 4, bass line. Dub informed, jungle rolling, and the sub acts like a harmony engine. This is where the genre identity locks in. We're making 2 bass layers, a sub that is pure and stable, and a mid bass that gives texture without turning it into an EDM re-showcase. On a track called Sub, load operator, oscillator is a sign. Keep its level conservative, -6 to -12 dB, because you're going to feel it, not stare at it. Add utility and set width to 0%. Sub stays mono. Add a compressor with sidechain. You can key it from the kick, but jungle-wise, keying from the full drum bus or even the snare can be more musical because the snare is the king. Ratio around 4-to-1, attack 5-to-15 ms so you don't kill the front of the note, release 60-to-120 ms. Aim for 2-to-5 dB of gain reduction. Now the actual notes. Think 2 bars. In bar 1, over F minor, play mostly F. Add a quick E flat to F pickup sometimes. That flat 7 to root move is pure dub language. In bar 2, land clearly on D flat at the downbeat. Maybe touch a flat, the 5th, then return toward F. Keep note lengths like 8ths to quarters with intentional gaps. The gaps are groove. If you fill every space, you remove the tension management that makes this style work. Now mid bass. Load wave eatable again. Oscillator 1 a saw, low. Oscillator 2 a triangle quietly. Filter low pass 24, cut off somewhere around 200 to 800 Hz, and automate it a little so it breathes. Saturator drive 3 to 8 dB for harmonics. Then high pass the mid bass around 80 to 120 Hz with auto filter or EQ so it never contaminates the sub region. If you want subtle width, a tiny chorus ensemble can work, but keep it restrained, amount 10 to 20%, rate 0.2 to 0.6 Hz, width 20 to 40%, and again. Don't go wide in the low mids if you want your breaks to punch. Composition trick. The mid bass only talks back at phrase ends. Tiny fills, like a 1/16 to 1/8 flourish, at bar 4, 8, 16. You're using it as punctuation, not constant narration. Step 5. Convert harmony into events, stabs, drops, and throws. This is where the arrangement becomes jungle instead of loop in a box. Use a 32-bar blueprint. Bars 1 through 8. Intro. Filter the breaks, so they open over time, like an auto filter on the drums group moving from a low pass around 8k to more open. Chord stabs should be very light, maybe 1 every 2 bars. Bass is minimal, sub only, sparse notes. Bars 9 through 16, drop phrase A, full breaks and full bass line. Chords answer the snare, but keep it limited, 2 to 3 stabs per bar max. Bars 17 through 24, phrase B variation. Add the turnaround at bar 24. Like C sus 4 to C7, or even imply C7 flat 9 by sneaking in a D-flat grace note right before you resolve. Add one extra ghost stab with a big echo feedback throw. Bars 25 through 32, exit or switch. Pull the mid bass out. Let the chords get wetter, more reverb, while drums stay driving. This sets you up for the next section or a breakdown, without needing a whole new chord progression. Automation must do. Echo feedback throw on the last stab of an 8 or 16 bar phrase. Also a subtle filter lift on the chord bus, like 200 up to 700 Hz when the drop hits, so it feels like the harmony steps forward without getting louder. Extra coach note, commit to one rule of subtraction per 8 bars. For example, one full bar with no chords, or no mid bass except bar 8, or only one stab per bar. That's how you get that classic jungle sensation that the groove is driving itself even when stuff disappears. Step 6, glue harmony to groove with timing and swing. Dub often sits behind the beat. Jungle breaks often feel ahead. Your job is to make them meet in the middle. Try nudging your chord stabs slightly late, like 5 to 15 milliseconds behind the grid. That tiny delay can make the stab feel like it's leaning back into the break instead of stepping on it. Keep the bass mostly on grid so the low end stays solid, but you can put occasional pickups a hair early for energy. If you want it even tighter, use the groove pool. Extract groove from your main break, then apply it lightly, like 10 to 25%, to your chord stabs and your mid-bass fills. Leave the sub mostly straight or only lightly grooved, so the foundation doesn't wobble. Now let's talk common mistakes so you can avoid the usual traps. Mistake 1. Chords playing constantly. Dub harmony is about space. If your stabs never stop, it turns into pads with a break under it. Mistake 2. Too much low end in the stabs. Filter them. The moment your chord has weight below about 150 to 250 Hz, your bass will stop feeling clean. Mistake 3. Overcomplicating the progression. Two chords is the point. You're learning placement and feel, not writing jazz changes. Mistake 4. Echo chaos without resets. If you throw feedback up, you must pull it back down immediately or it will mask your snare and your groove will collapse. Mistake 5. Bassline ignoring the harmony. Even minimal bass has to clearly land on the roots, F and D flat here, or your listener can't feel the harmonic movement. Now a few advanced upgrades, if you want darker or heavier DNB energy without changing the whole concept. Go more modal. In F, you can emphasize G flat as a tense neighbor tone, but use it in fast fills, not as a sustained note. Try modal interchange while staying dub simple. Keep F minor 9 in bar 1, but in bar 2 experiment, D flat 7 sharp 11 for bite, or E flat minor 9 for a deeper sidestep, or G flat major 7 sharp 11 for a bright tension moment that resolves back. Try bass led chord illusion. Let the bass hit D flat clearly at bar 2, and make the chord track only play upper notes like F and E flat. The listener's brain fills in the harmony. And for sound design realism, consider resampling. Record 8 to 16 bars of your stabs with echo and reverb active onto an audio track. Chop it into one bar chunks and rearrange the printed tail so some delays lead into phrases, like a pre-echo. That's a huge dub authenticity boost because the effects become part of the composition, not just something sitting on inserts. Finally, a mini practice exercise. Time box it to 25 minutes and enforce one rule, only two chords. Set 170 BPM in F minor. Write the two bar vamp, F minor 9 to D flat major 9. Program 8 bars of stabs with a maximum of 3 stabs per bar, and at least one full bar of silence every 4 bars. This audio version is shortened for playback.